All right, we're back. It's Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. This is Who's Talking. We're going to get up on all the Olympic sports news in just a second. In the meantime, it's time to announce our Play of the Game, sponsored by our good friends at LeClaire Ryan.
And that Play of the Game comes from the LSU Hoops game. 47 seconds remaining. LSU center Justin Hamilton blocked a shot by Joe Harris, but Asan Sen fortunately hung back in the backcourt, was able to poke it loose, come up with the loose ball, and get possession back for the Wahoos. Virginia was up 2 points at the time, and thanks to that possession and some made free throws down the stretch, they were able to seal that 57-52 victory and finish non-conference play at 13-1.
Pretty stellar.
With their 11th consecutive win. So now let's go to Michael Tusky with the Olympic update.
All right. The Virginia women's basketball team is now 12-3 and 0-1 in the ACC. The team was undefeated in December at 7-0, but all good things must come to an end, as they did in Durham on Monday night. The Wahoos lost to the number 7 Duke Blue Devils 77-66 at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Sophomore guard Ataria Franklin led the Wahoos with 19 points and 12 rebounds, which was her third career double-double. The team's perfect 9-0 home record will be put to the test as the number 23 North Carolina Tar Heels come to Charlottesville for a game at 7 p.m. tomorrow night at John Paul Jones Arena. The team then travels to Clemson to face the Tigers at 2 p.m. on Sunday.
All right, Hobbo, next week's show, we have former UVA forward, center, deluxe rebounder, better scorer than most had ever expected.
All-around good guy.
Ted Jeffries. Ted is now the color analyst for the radio broadcasts, and I think Ted's doing pretty well in that job, even though I know that my partner would be fantastic.
There'll never be another Hobbo.
Another Hobbo.
You know, but at any rate, next Wednesday night will be the eve of the Duke game down in Cameron, and the likelihood is if we beat Miami and Duke wins tonight against Temple, and I think they have Georgia Tech or Boston College over the weekend, but regardless, I expect both teams to be 14-1 when they meet on January 12th.
And Virginia would be in the top 20 for certain, and that would be a pretty deluxe headlining type game. Looking forward to that. Must say right now that our good friends at UVABookstores.com is the place to go to get all your good Chick-fil-A bowl T-shirts and gear. I know they still got some product they brought back from Atlanta. Also, don't forget our good friends at Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel. This is a great time of the year to stop by there on a nice cold night and have a nice cold beverage or maybe a fancy appetizer and the like.
And how did you – Clemson, West Virginia tonight, last ACC bowl game.
All right, let's go Clemson. Beat the Mountaineers. Save face for the conference.
I think Clemson will win the game.
As do I, after seeing them beat down the Hokies twice. It's always nice to see them win again.
Well, I think that's a likelihood. I speaking about the game last night, I must say I thought that the Hokies would win the game. I was a little disappointed in the way the game played out. I thought clearly the Hokies dominated play for much of the game.
Certainly a tough call in overtime.
Did not help.
On Danny Cole. I mean, that certainly could have gone the other way, which makes all the difference.
Fake punt. I didn't understand that at all, but that's me.
Regardless.
Anyhow, UVA plays Miami at home on Saturday. We got 10 seconds. Go, Hobbo.
6 o'clock. Go, Hoos. Get to JPJ.
Go, Hoos. Beat the Hurricanes.